MTA officials are investigating the LIRR derailment that injured more than 100 people on Wednesday morning. Officials say the train was traveling at a low rate of speed when it entered Atlantic Terminal and collided with a bumper block. Right now, the LIRR is in the middle of a billion-dollar system upgrade designed to prevent these types of incidents. WSHU's Charles Lane reports.
Positive train control is a computer system that is supposed to take control of a train if the operator goes too fast or runs a red signal. For example, if a train enters a station faster than the rulebook allows, the train takes over and slows it down. At least, that's the theory. In reality, there are a lot of other things that happen in a short amount of time. Gus Ubaldi is a railroad engineer and former director of the Cleveland Regional Transit Authority.
The system has to recognize that the train now is not proceeding as it should be. It has to alert the engineer so he can take action and then decide that the engineer hasn't taken action and I'll take over. All that in 750 feet.
After a 2008 derailment in California that killed 25 people, Congress mandated that all railroads have positive train control by 2015. That deadline has been pushed back to 2018. Right now, both Metro North and Long Island Railroad are about 30% complete, but officials say they will make the 2018 deadline. Charles Lane, WSHU News.